The River King by Alice Hoffman. Copyright 2000 by Alice Hoffman. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
The River King to Phyllis Gran. The Iron Box. The Haddon School was built in 1858 on the sloping banks of the Haddon River, a muddy and precarious location that had proven disastrous from the start. That very first year, when the whole town smelled of cedar shavings, there was a storm of enormous proportions, with winds so strong that dozens of fish were drawn up from the reedy shallows, then lifted above the village in a shining cloud of scales. Torrents of water fell from the sky, and by morning the river had overflowed, leaving the school's freshly painted white clapboard buildings adrift in a murky sea of duckweed and algae. For weeks, students were ferried to classes in rowboats. Catfish swam through flooded perennial gardens, observing the disaster with cool, glassy eyes. Every evening, at twilight, the school cook balanced on a second-story window ledge, then cast out his rod to catch dozens of silver trout, a species found only in the currents of the Haddon River, a sweet, fleshy variety that was especially delectable when fried with shallots and oil. After the flood subsided, 2 inches of thick black silt covered the carpets in the dormitories. At the headmaster's house, mosquitoes began to hatch in sinks and commodes. The delightful watery vistas of the site, a landscape abundant with willows and water lotus, had seduced the foolish trustees into building much too close to the river, an architectural mistake that has never been rectified. To this day, frogs can be found in the plumbing. Linens and clothes stored in closets have a distinctly weedy odor.